are launching into the second hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. The website is free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their sites. So you can go and enjoy ours at freetalklive.com. And then first thing you should do when you get there, after you register for a free account, of course, is check out the upcoming stories page. It's the place where all of the new submissions to the site go until they can collect enough votes to make it to the front page of the site. And that's the idea behind the site, is you and other listeners get to submit things to the website, and then others vote, and the most voted of will make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more people will see what you've submitted, hopefully. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And so we're going to get into some of the news that I think we really has we should have talked about before, but you know, it's Free Talk Live, anything goes, and sometimes it does.
Sometimes it went.
Yep, and so I wanted to start the show out with this one tonight. It's about this, and we're an hour into the show, but it's about Brandon Raub. And if you haven't heard, Brandon Raub is a former member of the military, former Marine apparently, who has been abducted by the federal government. And the reason why is apparently he was making some Facebook posts that somebody in the government didn't like. So we get the story here from the Huffington Post, and there's a lot of a buzz about this kind of in the liberty community, because I guess this guy is generally considered somewhat liberty-oriented. He's also apparently a conspiracy theorist as well, which, of course, is going to make the conspiracy crowd crazy. I mean, it's bad enough that, you know, you've got them abducting somebody here, but because he's one of theirs, it's going to make it look like, you know, the New World Order.
It's been all over the Facebook, I can tell you that.
Anyway, Richmond, Virginia, from Huffington Post, a former Marine involuntarily detained for psychiatric evaluation for posting strident anti-government messages on Facebook has received an outpouring of support from people who say his say authorities are trampling on his First Amendment rights. Brandon Raub, who's 26, has been in custody since the FBI, Secret Service agents, and police in Virginia's Chesterfield County questioned him Thursday evening about what they said were ominous posts talking about a coming revolution. In one message earlier this month, according to authorities, Raub wrote, quote, "Sharpen my axe, I'm here to sever heads," unquote. Now, of course, we have no context whatsoever for that. I had heard in another discussion that this was part of a song lyric that he was quoting, but again, Huffington Post is not providing the context. Maybe we could look that up, look up that phrase, and see if somebody has managed to copy the full context of that quote, because I'd be interested in seeing that. But otherwise, police...
It also kind of reminds me of that Tree of Liberty thing.
The Tree of Liberty shall be refreshed by the blood of, tyrants and patriots? Or
right.
And, you know, that is definitely an allusion to violence, right? Like that statement about the Tree of Liberty. And I don't support violence as a method to achieve political or social goals. So, and we kind of touched on violence in the first hour of the program, and certainly we'll get back into it here. But a little bit more information.
Well, it certainly brings up, sharpen up my axe, I'm here to sever heads, certainly brings up a lot of news stories for...
Brandon Raub.
But But apparently there's swollen members... Lyrics.
This is the band.
Bring Me Down.
Yep.
Feet Saigon. I have no idea what this means. I know that it has a World of Warcraft ad at the top. I don't know. I mean, does it have anything?
Well, we'll dig in a little bit further here. Maybe
it appears to be a song.
Maybe you know more about this here. 855-450-FREE. Police acting under a state law that allows emergency temporary psychiatric commitments upon the recommendation of a mental health professional, who usually works for the state in most cases. Took Raub to the John Randolph Medical Center in Hopewell. He was not charged with any crime. A Virginia-based civil liberties group, the Rutherford Institute, dispatched one of its attorneys to the hospital to represent Raub at a hearing on Monday, where a judge ordered him detained for another month.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty scary.
It's pretty serious.
It's It's pretty scary when somebody gets taken with one of these Baker Acts. That's what they called it in Florida. They have them all over the place where basically all somebody has to do is say, so-and-so's a danger to themselves, and then they'll come and just put you in a cage for
this
few
is
days.
What, as I've heard, and obviously I didn't spend a lot of time in the Soviet Union, but this is what I heard, one of the ways that the KGB would disappear people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's crazy. And off they'd go. Once the government can label you crazy, they can do anything they want with you, as evidenced by this guy. He's being detained without a trial.
Don't let my mom read this story, because she's already concerned about things she sees me say on Facebook.
Yep.
Well, in this case, you've got this guy who was saying things on Facebook. Maybe there were some things that he said that were, I don't know, perhaps they saw them as potentially dangerous. I don't think that that should be a crime. I mean, I don't agree with violence, and again, we don't have the context for that quote, but it sounds like he was quoting song lyrics.
That's what it sounds like.
You know, maybe he was quoting song lyrics because he believes that, you know, there will be some sort of violent revolution, and he's certainly not alone. There are plenty of people that, you know, that have that particular viewpoint in life that, there's no saving the country, we've got to go to violence. And as though there's no other option, as though that we can just secede peacefully or whatever else might be on the table. So I don't agree with the viewpoint, but that doesn't mean I want to put somebody in a jail cell because of it, or that I think it's okay to, psychiatrically commit someone into a crazy house because they've said something online that some people find disagreeable.
Yeah, you should be able to say what you want. Not until you commit a deed should somebody else be committing a deed unto you.
Absolutely. In fact,
I think that there's this gray area of threats. You know, I think that threats constitute aggression in the sense that, you know, I'm going to do such and such to you. Not if you step across this line, I'm going to do such, you know, my property line, I'm going to do such and such to you. But, you know, just a threat with no qualifications to it, I feel like, you know, that's aggression in itself.
That's bull crap. No, you're full of it.
Police here, Rutherford Executive Director John Whitehead said that for government officials to not only arrest Brandon Robb for doing nothing more than exercising his First Amendment rights, but actually to force him to undergo psychological evaluations and detain him against his will goes against every constitutional principle this country was founded upon. But then again, for anyone who hasn't been paying attention, they've been doing that for a long time. This isn't something that should surprise anyone. It's not okay. It's outrageous. But it shouldn't be a shock to anyone. I mean, they have been arresting my friends for freedom of speech. I've been banned from the courthouse forever for freedom of speech, for acting like the free press. I've been doing some research with Kelly Voluntarius. She's found an interesting court case about a guy in Vermont who was also similarly banned from his local courthouse forever, and he ended up taking it to a federal court and I think in overturning that. But, you know, there are these little tyrants everywhere who believe that they are in charge of you, and by all evidence, they are, because if you don't do what they say, they steal your freedom from you, or they steal your home from you, or maybe, in some worst cases, they'll steal your life from you. It's a scary situation, and as has been pointed out, I think over at LouRockwell.com today, odds are good this guy isn't the first person that this has happened to, nor will he be the last.
Right.
Now, in the case of Brandon Robb, there were people around when this went down, so people were witness to this happening. I don't know, you know, exactly how the interactions went with him and the police, but I think he made the mistake of actually talking to them in the first place. I wonder how things would have gone had he not answered the front door. Like, had he not actually, I don't know if he was outside when they rolled up, but let's presume he was inside his house, and he saw the police roll up, and he just decided, no, it's okay, I don't really want to talk to these guys, and then just didn't respond. You know, how would things have been worse?
It's hard. His door would have been broken. I mean, you know, that's the worst possible scenario.
Are they
right?
Really going to break into a house because of a Facebook post?
It's hard to say.
Yeah. So I wonder if, like, their interview of him led them to the point where they decided, okay, he's crazy, let's take him in.
Yeah. Anything in the interview, when if he was out in his yard, he might have been. You know, I mean, somebody who doesn't answer you when you talk to them might be crazy too, right?
Could they, or might be deaf? Could they have taken him based on just the Facebook post alone? I mean, they probably could. They can probably do anything they want. But usually when the cops are interviewing you, they're interviewing you to get you to admit to something. They want to find something that you've done that they can arrest you for. In this case, it's not technically an arrest. It's just a commitment. It's a commitment to the crazy house. And in this case now, the judge has ruled he must stay there for a month. We'll continue with more about Brandon Robb's situation, and your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. Is it a crime to quote violent song lyrics now? 1-855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us and the listeners there. Of course, you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. That's the way we've been getting more interactive with the listeners of the program during the breaks. We'll be tweeting and Facebooking questions, observations, links to some of the stuff we're talking about on the air. So that has been done throughout the night. Tonight will continue to be done as well. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for our emailed updates if you want to be kept up to date with the latest about Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can also get that information on our Facebook and Twitter as well. So you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com, depending on your preferences. And another thing you can do if you want to support liberty-loving folks like Damo, who's currently sitting in a cage because he stood up for your freedom of the press to record government bureaucrats and now has been sentenced to 90 days in a cage for that, you know, he could use a little bit of mail, and mail2jail.com can help you with that.
Right, mail-2-jail.com.
You can just go to mail2jail.com.
Mail2jail.
The hyphens work, too.
I just always worry about that numeral 2 in there and people misspelling it, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Mail2jail.com is now making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners using bitcoins. You can donate directly to a demo, our former Tuesday night host,
mm-hmm.
or any other jailed liberty activist with bitcoins. You can also support Mail2Jail's great work by donating to them, too. It's mail2jail.com. You can use it, obviously, to send mail to a demo. I'm sure you'd love that. And if you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and want to support Liberty at the same time, you can buy them from memorydealers.com. We sponsored this ad.
Yeah, thank you to them. We've got a disturbing story that has been in the news for the past several days. It's the first time we've managed to touch on it here, and I'm glad we finally got around to it because it's pretty outrageous. Brandon Raub, who's 26, former Marine, has been detained at this point now for an entire month. He will be detained for a month. It's just been less than a week since he was, I think, arrested on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday evening he was arrested in Virginia's Chesterfield County. And then in a hearing on Monday, a judge ordered him continue to be held at a psychiatric facility for continuing evaluation for the next month. We'll get back into that here in a moment. David is on the line listening in southwest Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live. You in the Benton Harbor area?
Yeah.
Excellent. You're listening to WSJM. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that Quran you brought up earlier.
The Quran?
Between the different religions, what are the similarities? All three religions use the Old Testament in their book, right?
That's right.
No. The Quran does not have the Old Testament.
But not in their book, but they do consider it scripture. They consider those people prophets.
The Quran looks...
Hmm? The first five books of Moses, right?
The Pentateuch.
They're in the Quran, too.
Not
that I know of. I mean, I'm not an expert on all things Muslims. So
you'd know if you read
clarify.
If you read Numbers and Leviticus. If you read those, you'd know it because
it's
a whole bunch of begats.
That was not in there. The Quran was something that ostensibly came down from God to Muhammad. He then memorized it and spoke it all over the place to people. And the Quran is repetitive in its own ways, but not in the way that you're talking about there, Mark. It is
maybe the Pentateuch.
I don't know.
Is not
the first five books of the Bible
part of the Quran? But maybe Islam still considers it to be holy writ in some form or fashion.
As I understand it, they consider all the Old Testament prophets to be prophets of theirs.
They definitely acknowledge the Bible.
Jesus is a prophet.
They definitely acknowledge the Bible, and they definitely acknowledge Jesus as one of those.
In the Quran, they also have stories of Jesus and Mary and the virgin birth.
The thing with the Quran is...
I thought you said you read the Quran.
I did, yes.
I read parts of it, too.
The Quran does acknowledge the Bible, and it talks about Christianity, and it talks about Christians. And basically, the thing they really disagree with, one of the things they really disagree with the Christians, is the idea of the kind of the triune God, the Trinity. That's one of the things that bugs them. They think that God is just one God, that there's not three. And that's one of the the point of the Quran, at least from Muhammad's perspective, was to try to correct that, which he kind of believed was misinformation that was being promoted by the Christians in the Bible. And so that was part of
Christianity and Judaism come from one religion?
Yes.
I mean he came back from what was his name? their father.
Abraham?
Abraham, yeah. Created, he had two sons.
Right, Isaac and Ishmael.
One went yeah. and created Islam, and one went and created Judaism.
Yeah, it doesn't really work that way. They're called the sons. They talk about the sons of Isaac and the sons of Ishmael. But as you know, Isaac didn't create Christianity. Jesus did, or some people after Jesus.
That's why I said Judaism.
Okay. Well, I can assure you that the Muslim religion is about 600 years younger than Christianity.
Yeah.
David, anything else you want to share?
And they were both instructed by divine intervention or whatever.
Supposedly.
Right? That's the idea. Supposedly.
There's no religion out there yet has said, these are just my words and doesn't have anything to do with God.
Right.
All right.
David, thanks for sharing that.
The Acts 16:7. Now, in that verse, it says that Christianity isn't supposed to be everywhere. And I was just wondering if they have just a similar verse in the Quran.
That's a good question. I couldn't recall, the exact verse and structure, whim here.
Here's 16:7. It says, after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. And that tells me that the Bible is not supposed to be everywhere.
Interesting. Certainly a lot of Christians would disagree with that, right? Like, they want to spread it to the whole world.
Yeah, the people that don't believe in Jesus don't go anywhere.
That's the same kind of in Islam world, too, is they have to spread it over the world and get converts.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I know if there's one thing that Ian loves is to have people quoting Bible verses on his show.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. But, if it's short enough, I'll put up with it, It can go on and on.
Yeah, it's a long
Bible study hour.
I just wonder, I think that, sure, some Muslims think that spreading Islam is a good idea, but I bet the vast majority of them are like the vast majority of Christians who really don't care that much about their religion. As people become more, wouldn't you agree that most people that go to church on Sunday or call themselves Christians probably really aren't Christians at all?
I'd say that's true about Christians. Yeah. I don't know if it's true about Muslims.
I'd agree about, I'm with you, Mark.
I'm just imagining. I'm just saying, I imagine that they're probably going along to get along. That if they claimed, in some countries, if you claim that, I think that Muslim stuff's dumb, they'll kill you.
Mm.
So why in the world wouldn't you go along to get along? But that doesn't mean that once they get here in the United States, once anybody becomes more cosmopolitan and they have more things in life than to look forward to dying so that they can have whatever good things they're promised in the afterlife. I mean, this whole little afterlife thing really is a great shtick by those people that had a lot in order to keep the people that had nothing down.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Your observations are welcome on the religious issue or Brandon Robb or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about the Muslim scare out there, which apparently, according to the NYPD, isn't really so scary after all. They've been investigating Muslims for 6 years. Every single Muslim they could possibly look into, all of the mosques and all of the meetings and all of that, they've been infiltrating and
nothing.
They turned over absolutely nothing that was in any sort of a dangerous manner whatsoever.
Nothing.
So you can talk about that or whatever you want here, 855-450-FREE. Also, Brandon Robb, the former Marine who has been abducted by the FBI, being held in a crazy house, now going to apparently be held for another month under psychiatric evaluation. We'll tell you more about his case here in a moment.
Antiwar.com is having its quarterly pledge drive. I don't know if you're familiar with the website Antiwar.com, but they really have the best anti-intervention news and views. It's the kind of news that you just can't find elsewhere. You know, if you do find it, it's buried on page 36A or something like that. But, you know, because so many people don't really care what's going on around the world and who's dying where by the hand of the United States or whatever empire it might be. Antiwar.com does care. And if you care, too, you should support them. Antiwar.com/donate. It's antiwar.com/donate. And that message is brought to you by Jason Osborne of SACL CAI.
Brandon Robb, who's 26, has been in custody since Thursday night when FBI, Secret Service, and local police in Virginia's Chesterfield County questioned him about what they said were ominous posts talking about a coming revolution. In one message, Rob wrote, quote, "Sharpen my axe. I'm here to sever heads." And Mark, you looked into that quote, and apparently it is an excerpt from some sort of song lyric.
Song lyrics, Swollen Members.
Swollen Members is the name of the band?
That's correct.
That's cute. Is it illegal now to post song lyrics, to post violent song lyrics? I mean, there's all kinds of violent song lyrics out there. There's a band called Cannibal Corpse, which is, just a heavy metal, not even heavy metal, like death metal, metal band with, the growling singer. You can barely understand a word he's saying. But if you actually look, it is kind of like that.
I'm familiar with metal. Yeah.
And, if you actually look horrifying at the words of this, I remember reading an interview once with the band, the guy that was writing their songs, and he basically said that they've tried to write a horror movie. Like, they're writing from the perspective of a killer in a horror movie in a lot of their songs, and they're horrifying, disgusting, despicable
Cannibal Corpse
lyrics. I mean, one of their names of their songs is Force Fed Broken Glass. It's terrible. Is that now going to be a crime to, all young metalheads out there citing their favorite lyrics from Cannibal Corpse on Facebook? If somebody calls in a complaint, and by the way, here in this Huffington Post piece, the police are claiming that we weren't watching him. Someone called to complain.
Great.
So as long as some busybody is offended by something you say on your Facebook profile with danger, scary lyrics, that's going to be a justification for the police and the Secret Service and FBI to show up and interrogate you. And if they don't like the answers to the questions they ask or your behavior or whatever, then they're going to take you and put you under a psychiatric lockdown and evaluation. And who knows what kind of drugs they're putting into him?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, I have a bad habit when I'm talking to the police of just opening up and giving away the store. Mm. And I'm amazed often when I have a little presence of mind to remain silent. And I'm amazed at the sort of the extra deference and respect I get from standing up for myself from them. Doesn't always happen that way, but I think you're definitely better off showing government officials that you care about your rights, because if you show yourself to be somebody who's willing to be stepped on, then they'll step on you.
Absolutely, just like any bully.
Yep.
And, even if you don't know all your rights, being quiet can be the best thing you can possibly do. Like, you don't have to be a legal scholar to know that speaking to the police usually puts you in greater danger.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, when they're there to ask you questions about something, they want to get you into handcuffs and put you in a cage. They're looking for a reason to do it. If they haven't done it right out the gate, like, they didn't walk up and arrest this guy. They asked him questions before they took him away. But let me continue the story here. His mom, Kathleen Thomas, said by telephone the government had overstepped its bounds. She said the bottom line is his freedom of speech has been violated. Thomas said that her son, who served in tours as a combat engineer in Iraq and Afghanistan, is concerned about all the wars we've experienced and believes the U.S. government was complicit in the September 11th terrorist attacks. One of his Facebook posts, she said, pictured the gaping hole in the Pentagon and asked, "Where's the plane?" Whitehead said he found nothing alarming in Rob's social media commentaries. Now, Whitehead is the executive director of the Rutherford Institute, which is a Virginia-based civil liberties group. He said he found nothing alarming in Rob's social media commentaries. So the posts I read that supposedly were of concern were libertarian-type posts I see all the time, he said. The big concern, said Whitehead, is whether government officials are monitoring citizens' private Facebook pages. Hey, they're not private. Just so you know, here's a hint for you. Facebook, not private in any way, shape, or form. Oh, yeah, sure, you can turn up your privacy settings so only your friends can see the stuff you post.
But that doesn't mean Facebook can't see.
Right.
And if Facebook can see, the government can see.
Right. So if there's something you want to keep private, don't post it to Facebook. I don't know why you have to tell people this, but it should be obvious. Don't post anything you want to keep private anywhere, but especially not Facebook. So going on here. The big concern, he says, is whether they're monitoring people's Facebook pages and detaining people with whom they disagree. Dee Rubinsky, an FBI spokesbureaucrat in Richmond, said there was no Facebook snooping by her agency. She said, we received quite a few complaints about what were perceived as threatening posts. Given the circumstances with the things that have gone on in the country with some of these mass shootings, it would be horrible for law enforcement not to pay attention to complaints.
Yep. You know, that's it. It's the zeitgeist. It's what's ever going on in the country. First it was Columbine, then it was 9/11, and now it's the, you know, the Batman shooting. There was the Jared Loughner incident. There's always something bad, and if they can use something bad as an excuse to take away your rights. I mean, this guy's been incarcerated. He's been called crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, what would your life be? I'd like to ask you, what would your life be like if you were incarcerated? Is it 2 months now?
No. He's only been incarcerated since Thursday, the judge yesterday ordered he needs to be incarcerated. He needs to be kept under psychiatric evaluation in a crazy ward for another month.
Can he leave?
No.
Let's call it incarceration then. It's just, what would your life be like? The vast majority of Americans would be unemployed and homeless and without a spouse or without a significant other, and their dog would be dead. I mean,
isn't that what they want for veterans? It certainly seems like it.
I don't know. I don't know what they want.
That's certainly common amongst veterans, right? To be homeless, unemployed, and, have no family.
All those things.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Whitehead said some of the posts were made on a closed Facebook page that Rob had recently created, so he questioned whether anyone from the public could have possibly complained about them. Support Brandon Rob Facebook pages have drawn significant interest, and other internet sites had numerous comments from people outraged by the veterans' detention. You know, at least in today's day and age, as long as someone is nearby and that someone has a smartphone or some other sort of video-based device, if they do come for you, it won't necessarily be that they'll be able to just take you away quietly in the black, you know, in the middle of the night, unless they actually do take you away quietly in the middle of the night and no one is around. But if someone's around, there's going to be evidence. If someone's around, there's going to be witnesses. There's going to be video footage of this. And in this case, there were people around, and there was, as I understand it, there's certainly a photo of him being put in the police car, and I presume there might be some video as well of this. So that's the good news. You know, it's harder than ever for them to just disappear. Appear somebody. That doesn't mean it's not possible, but it's certainly trickier. Support Brandon Raub. Facebook pages are doing well. His supporters characterized the detention as an arrest, complaining that he was handcuffed and whisked away in a police cruiser without being served a warrant or read his rights. But authorities say it wasn't an arrest because Raub doesn't face any criminal charges.
What's the big deal?
Right. It's not an arrest. He's not arrested.
He can leave anytime he wants.
It's a kidnapping. This is straight up kidnapping. There's not any legal process around this besides the various different laws that just basically allow this to happen. They call it a Baker Act in Florida, where essentially...
But it's only 3 days in Florida.
That's right.
30.
Well, I think they can keep you for three, but then evaluate whether or not they need to keep you longer.
I could get my job back after 3 days.
855-450-FREE. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think?
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Freetalklive.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here, it is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And you're invited, of course, to dial in at 855-450-3733 and join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to help Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So, once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that the regular podcast does, as well as the amp-only forum and more. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a disturbing story happening in Virginia, where Chesterfield County police with the FBI and Secret Service showed up at Brandon Robb's house. Apparently, they knocked on the door. This is according to CopBlock, VirginiaCopBlock.org. They knocked on his door and demanded to speak with him regarding some activity on his Facebook account. Information about the conversation and full interaction that occurred at this point is still surfacing. This, by the way, written by former Free Talk Live co-host Meg McLean. She is now blogging over at VirginiaCopBlock.org. But we've been told Brandon came outside his home, and there is video, by the way, of him being put into the police car, but nothing that I've seen that has yet revealed the conversation with the police. So he came outside his home, barefoot and without a shirt, remained calm and peaceful throughout the discussion. While talking with the various government officials in front of his house, one of the plainclothes agents apparently fainted. As Brandon's brother and others began returning to the house, Brandon was led to the street by a female FBI agent, accompanied by several other agents and Chesterfield police officers.
They then surrounded Brandon and didn't inform him that he was under arrest, instead simply assaulting him without warning. After a momentary attempt to defend himself from his attackers, he was cuffed and taken away without being told the reason for his arrest. Of course, the police are now saying this was not, in fact, arrest. They were not arresting him. They were just putting handcuffs on him to put him in a police car and take him to a mental health facility. Because he was not been charged with any crimes, it's not an arrest. It's just a taking.
Right. Disappearing.
Whatever you want to call this. He hasn't disappeared. People know where he is.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Although initial reports were very confusing. I think his family called the place where they thought he was being held, and at one point they claimed that they didn't know who he was. So it certainly looked pretty creepy for a while there. But as I understand it, Adam from Adam vs. the Man, Adam Kokesh, has had Brandon on his show. So he was somehow able to get a phone call out from this facility. And so people do know, they do know where he is. He's not been disappeared. But it's still creepy. It's still terrible what they're doing to him. A little bit more here from VirginiaCopBlock.org. He has been, the family was informed he had been taken to the John Randolph Medical Center where he will be given a mental evaluation, and according to the judge yesterday, he'll be staying at this mental center for the next, for the next month. Virginia Coplock has learned this form of arrest and detention is known as a green warrant, often known as a mental health warrant. If a person is credibly believed to be a potential threat to themselves or others, a green warrant can be issued. This allows government authorities to arrest and detain a person for up to 72 hours and then have them evaluated to determine if they are mentally unfit and pose a threat if they were released. So that should give you a little bit more insight as to what happened. So it sounds like he was inside his home on the day in question on Thursday last week when he was arrested.
Came
outside to talk to them and ended up in their handcuffs. So again, my question is, what would have happened had he simply ignored them?
In this circumstance, it sounds like they would have gone away.
Yeah.
It's often, you've got to ask yourself, how many times do the police come to your door and knock on your door and you're able to help? I mean, if they're there, chances are good they're there for you.
Mm-hmm.
If they're there for you
or someone you love,
the chances are really good that you don't, if you did it, whatever it is, as far as I'm concerned, if you harm somebody, you deserve to face justice.
Yep.
But the chances of them coming after you, it seems in this day and age, it's much more likely you didn't harm anybody, but they still want to arrest you. And so what's your benefit in answering the door? I mean, if there's a marauding killer on the loose and they're going door to door asking questions about, have you seen the marauding killer? The answer is no. So why bother them with wasting your time and theirs by going out and talk to them?
Hmm.
And if they can do this to Brandon Robb in Virginia, they can do it to you in Virginia.
Or wherever you live.
This is the FBI.
These green warrants, as they're called in Virginia, are called different things in every state. I don't know if there's a single state that doesn't have one of these mental health takings rules where they can just take you and subject you to whatever sort of state-oriented test. Because remember, in this mental health test, they're probably asking him things about his beliefs about government, because that's what he's written about on Facebook.
I mean, I believe my government is going around the world killing people with remote control airplanes. That makes me sound like a paranoid lunatic. If you don't believe that the government's doing such a thing, I mean, I can show you news articles,
right.
But who cares about news articles? I'm sitting in a psychiatrist's office in chains and can't answer that. I'm probably not even in an office. I'm probably in a cage with a psychiatrist talking to me through a hole in the door.
Uh-huh.
At this point, Coplock in Virginia is not aware of anyone who's been able to see the warrant. So they're unaware of the exact language of it, which would reveal the alleged threat, the Facebook post, and who requested the warrant be issued. Now, this is a fairly early post that they made right after the event happened, and I wanted to share it because it did kind of recount the actual actions of what transpired outside of his house. Apparently, as we've seen since then, they have released some of his Facebook posts. There's actually the full text of one of his posts that WTVR in Central Virginia, television CBS station, revealed a full post from Facebook entitled The Truth, where he exhorts people to take the Republic back. And, we can share some excerpts from Mr. Robb's post, but, he basically seems like your kind of standard liberty-oriented kind of conspiracy guy who wants to save the country, one of these kind of folks. And they're not, you know, a lot of people like Brandon listen to this radio program. I don't really care much for the conspiracy aspect of it, but that doesn't mean that he's wrong. I mean, maybe it was an inside job, 9/11. I don't know. Certainly could be. I don't believe the official story.
Right. I don't know, and neither does anybody listening to this show. You don't know anything about 9/11.
Right. But people should be able to make these statements online without having to be interrogated and possibly interned by the police department. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. Vince and Indy listening to WXNT. Hey, Vince.
Hello, Ian Mark, and I forget the other gentleman's name, but...
My name's Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray. But there was a similar case down in Birmingham, Alabama, where this man buried his wife in his front yard.
Yep.
I don't know if you've heard the news about it, but if he said that anybody that comes on that property...
He said that if the police decided to go ahead and rule that they were taking his wife's body, that they were going to disinter the body, he said that was a death sentence for him. And I suppose that meant that he was going to guard her body with his life.
And what did they do to him?
It's undecided yet.
This is developing?
Yes.
Yeah. But
because you can't possibly handle your own post-mortem affairs with your family members. You have to go through the official channels and get a death certificate and go through whatever government-approved funeral homes there are and buy their government-approved boxes to put people in. I mean, there's a huge scam and a huge system surrounding the death business.
What would you think about a neighbor who was digging a grave out in their front yard and then put their wife or their loved one in that front yard?
I would think it's their property and they can do whatever they want to do with it.
I love you. You're so nuts.
Wait. How is that different from burying the dog in the backyard?
Depends on the size of the dog, I guess.
What? Why does that matter?
Because little animals die all the time and create a little stink. Big animals create a big stink.
I don't think there would be a stink if you bury the lady 6 feet deep. But the thing is about this story.
Do we have any evidence that this guy buried his wife 6 feet deep?
He used a backhoe.
So he did. But what about the neighbor who only wants to bury their wife 6 inches deep?
That's going to get dug up real quick by some animal. Some hungry animal is going to.
But it doesn't bother you, does it? 250 pounds, a rotting hunk of flesh out in the next door neighbor's front yard. No big deal, is it?
The problem the authorities have is that this is like on Main Street in the middle of town.
Oh, wow. Vince, your thoughts?
I just want to know who this gentleman is harming. You know, I tell you where they get this.
Yeah, no one.
But where they get this is cities and states have what they call mineral rights underneath their property.
And a lot of times that's true.
And there's also just an incredible amount of regulations surrounding what you do with the body after death, and they want you to go through their hoops. Thank you, Vince, for the call. Appreciate the heads up on that story. I've seen a headline of that, and it sounds pretty outrageous. 855-453. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about that coming up here in hour number three. Of course, you can bring up anything you want as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.